The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. The 12th of April, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Yes. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can hear us everywhere that you've got a device. And our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And I'm giggling because Bamboo, the dog, the myth, the legend, is here with Katrina for Haven Humane. But we'll get to her in a second. Hey, Christina, good morning. What you got going there, kiddo?
Good morning.
Oh, you beat me into work today, didn't you?
I was trying. I was waiting for this moment.
Yeah, you were waiting for the moment. She got me today. Okay. What's new? Got a special day or anything?
Yeah, so looks like today is National American Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but this is also we have something interesting as National Big Wind Day and National Colorado Day.
National Big Wind?
Wind Day.
Okay.
But I feel like it's totally match with today day because it's supposed to be storms later.
Yeah, it is. Okay, and speaking of that, today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms today with light and variable winds, though, becoming 10 to 15 miles per hour and 22 miles per hour in gust. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Tomorrow, showers, steady temperature around 52. And showers tomorrow night, Sunday, a 50% chance of showers, mainly before 11 a.m. And it starts to, hopefully, starts clearing off. And Monday, sunny. Tuesday, sunny. Wednesday, sunny. And Thursday, sunny. And lows in the mid-40s and highs in the low 70s. So get through this weekend, and then we're going to have 4 days, it looks like, of sun. And the weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, family-owned, family-run, locally run, now locally organized. Hey, they're great people. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They got other payment plans. They are just good people down there. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I am here with Bamboo and Katrina.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, tell us about Bamboo. What is Bamboo?
He's silly. no, we have him as an Aussie Doodle, which is like Australian Shepherd mixed with Doodle, which is like poodle with something else.
I could see that.
Yeah, so he's very interesting.
Now that you mentioned it, yeah.
Very interesting looking. He's a little on the chunky side. He's about 55 pounds, and he's so cute. He's got he has the curly fur, but not super tight curls. More fluffy curls, I would say. He's very prone to having his bangs in his face. He actually did get a bath yesterday by our volunteer groomers, and they said that he was an absolute gentleman, which is good because a dog with this kind of coat is going to need a lot of grooming.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He has the kind of fur where everything gets stuck in it, like leaves and grass and everything.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But he is such a happy guy. We think he's about 5 years old. So he is not
a friendly. He comes up and he wants his pets and he licks your fingers and all that. Unlike Buford, who is not really a licker. And now, is this if some kind of doodle? Though.
Some kind of doodle that we're thinking. And he's very medium-sized. You know, he's not a super big dog. Like I said, he's a little bit on the chunky side, so he's big in that way. And then he's mostly, like, kind of gray and brown-colored, and he does have a little nubby tail that's always wagging. But he's just such a sweet, friendly, happy, wiggly dog.
Okay. And what would you say, what kind of family?
Yeah. I would say any family that just has attention to give him. He is kind of a good age because he's not the kind of dog that needs so much exercise. He's a lot more easygoing. Uh-huh. I think he would be fine with just a really good walk every day. He does really love tennis balls a lot. So I think if you had a yard where you could throw a ball, he can have fun with that forever.
We got a great picture of him in the chat room. He looks like it's just a really good picture. Yeah, you can see this, you know, this doodle something, Aussie doodle.
He's very handsome.
Is he very bright?
Yes. He definitely, they're kind of sneaky dogs in the fact that he looks like a teddy bear, and he definitely is, but they often are very smart and can be little tricksters sometimes. So definitely don't underestimate him. He is a very smart guy. They're very prone to getting up to mischief. So you definitely want to pay attention to him and get to know him and see if he's, you know, prone to chewing on things or anything like that. But he's just been so friendly with people. I would say his biggest thing is he does seem to lack a little bit of manners. He is going to jump on you and he's going to try to lick you and everything. So if you're not into that, that might be something you'll have to work with him on a little bit.
Yep. Well, you know, how long have you had him?
He's been with us about a month.
Okay. Well, this is a nice little dog. I mean, yeah, he's 50 pounds, but you could 54 pounds, but you can sweat off probably 4 pounds on him. But he's a friendly, happy dog, and he looks like he'd be fun to be around and your kids. This could be a good kid's dog.
I think so.
I would think that because if he's like this all the time. Is he a puller on the leash?
A little bit, but not too much. He does get excited, and he does like to stop and sniff things. So then you have to try to, like, redirect him a little bit if you want to keep walking. But he's pretty good on the leash, I would say. I think a lot of people could walk him easily.
Yeah, Buford's getting better, yeah, unless good. He sees a cat. And then it's like, okay. And he was. But the rest of it is he's back. You know, he walks alongside us now. But just like Bamboo here, he gets a smell in the grass, and we'll just stay there for 5 minutes.
Right, let them get their sniffs. Yep. That's actually such a good part, too, of getting their, like, energy out that people don't think about, is letting them sniff does, like, mentally stimulate them. And if you're taking them on a walk and they want to sniff a lot, just let them sniff. It's really good for them.
Unless you're trying to get to work. Then you've got to cut your sniffing down, you know, by...
Yeah,
you know,
then you got to fast walk a little bit.
Fast walk, okay. All right, so how much for Bamboo?
Bamboo's adoption fee is $37.50.
$37.50.
Yes.
How do y'all keep coming up with new ones, you know?
We actually kind of redid our adoption fee scale, so to speak.
Yeah.
So it used to be everyone who was a senior 6 and up was $37.50 because we have our PALS fund, which covers, like, senior adoption fees.
Mm-hmm.
But we've recently adjusted that to anyone between the ages of 4 and 6 is $37.50, and then everyone 6 and up is free.
Oh.
Yeah, because of our wonderful, wonderful PALS fund that a lot of people have donated to. So if you're looking for, you know, an adult dog over the age of 4, it's a great, great time because their adoption fee used to be $75, but is now $37.50.
Okay. Yeah, so it's half. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming today, and thank you, Bamboo, for being in here and making this a happy place.
Thanks for having us.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, for? We can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Attention, all poker enthusiasts. Don't miss out on action-packed fun and incredible prizes. Head to Wind River Resort and Casino Poker Room for our Casino Royale event on Friday, April 12th and 26th, starting at 3 p.m. Get ready for the thrill of Texas Hold'em, because the first nine players to sign up for a limit Texas Hold'em game will receive a $30 add-on and a raffle ticket for a chance to win amazing prizes. And that's not all. From 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., there'll be two hot seat winners drawn every half hour to win dining vouchers or $100 cash. Also, there's something extra for the fashion-forward poker stars out there. Dress in your finest formal attire and receive $50 in free slot play. And our judges will award the best-dressed guest with $75 in chips. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's
365-3793. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. It is the 12th of April, 7:17 in the morning, 56 degrees, cloudy. Looks like we might be able to get some rain and maybe even some possible thunderstorms after 2 p.m. today. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. You know, I've been talking about, we talk a lot about the insurance problems that the state of California has. But what about your financial management questions? The interest rates are up, the inflation rates are crazy, the cost of everything. You know, are you going to have enough money if you've got your retirement plan going? Is it the right way to go? Well, how about giving Judy a call at 221-530-221-0441 at Maxwell Insurance and Financial and sit down for a free review and evaluation of your retirement plan, your 401s, any of that. Is it going to last as long as you are? That's a big question. Maxwell Insurance and Financial have been helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. Okay. So, the O.J. Simpson dead. Now, did you know who O.J. Simpson was? They can't hear you when you shake your head.
Unfortunately, no. Maybe I know visually, but by name, no.
Okay. Now, this is Christina. And Christina has been in our country for...
Year and a half.
Why would she know O.J. Simpson? She wouldn't. O.J. Simpson, however, was a Heisman Trophy football player. Set the record for the most yards in a season in the NFL. Became a actor. Big celebrity. And but he just had one, he just had, you know, just a couple mistakes in his life. And one was killing his wife, ex-wife, and a friend of hers.
A small mistake.
And a horrible knife attack in like 1994, I believe. I'm going to have to look it up. And went to the trial of the century. I guess if people call it that. I don't know if you would call it that. But it went to the trial that was every day. People watched this. It was on TV. And the prosecution was bringing in witnesses. The defense had no defense, frankly. The what they did have is they went on the attack against the police and the in some parts of the evidence. But they had gloves. I think they had DNA. They had the motive. And they had all this stuff. And then the prosecution thoroughly screwed it with the way they did it. But the O.J. Simpson case was huge, 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 huge. And he won. One of the big things was Johnny Cochran, who was his defense counsel, because they had these gloves that supposedly, you know, they found on Simpson's property and all this that had been soaked in blood, and they had all this. And when he had Simpson put on the gloves didn't fit correctly. And it could have had something to do with all the blood and it shrunk and all that. Who knows? Anyway, so Johnny Cochran says the famous line, "If it doesn't fit, you must acquit." And you've heard that a million different times. So, O.J. Simpson dead at age 76. Now, later on, so he was found not guilty in this murder trial. But then several years later, he was found guilty of armed robbery in Nevada and put in jail. And for like, oh, a number of years. So,
can I just say that
you can.
That, you know, all the news agencies this morning are talking about this. And I think about Nicole's family and Ronald Goldman, I think.
Family said there's no closure. There's no closure here.
I mean, you know, here's a guy who develops a friendship. It's none of our business to what extent that was. He goes to drop off a pair of sunglasses. And, you know, we can't even fathom or imagine what the families have gone through when your daughter is and son have been brutally murdered. Now, the thing I find very chilling is that they never had any other suspects.
They never looked for anybody else.
Well, we don't know that. But the clues, are there any other, like, well, you know, it could have been this person or it could have been that person. And, our friends, I think the Domes, were living in that neighborhood during the time, and they talked about the neighborhood. The neighborhood was just like, if it wasn't him, could it have been, you know, somebody on the loose?
Mm-hmm.
I think there were three streets or three doors down or something like that. But anyway, so the fact that this man is even being talked about and celebrated on the news, I know it was sensational because I was listening to Armstrong and Getty yesterday on the way out to the horse. And I do recall being up here. I wasn't living in Reading. I was attending a wedding and I was at, the hotel, I don't even know the name of it now. We were staying there as a group for this wedding and, it was off the hilltop, and the Bronco How can you not forget the white Bronco? Because it was sensational TV before. You know, the only thing since then is maybe the landing of the moon. The landing on the moon, where you had everybody glued to the TV about the white Bronco.
Which was well before this.
Yeah. So this is the first time we actually watched a chase scene down the, I was at the 405 or whatever it was.
The low speed chase.
Yeah. And it was the white Bronco, and they had aerial, and they had, and it was really sensational TV. And one of the things they did say this morning on one of the news channels is that this did change TV and how they saw the trial and how riveting it was just following the Bronco. But anyway, so those are isolated. That's isolated, but it's still the same thing. But I just pray, you know, that here is this man. Let's talk about the fact that hopefully this shed light on domestic violence.
Well, here's the thing, too, is that
And was she ever heard? You know, the thing is, was she heard?
I don't know. Well, I don't. Who was heard?
Nicole. How many times did she call and say he's going to hurt me? He's after me.
I don't know how many times.
Well, I mean, I don't know what the number is, but there's several incidents, not just one.
There was. No, I understand that. What I was trying to say was he then went to a civil trial. Brought by the Goldman family and found guilty in a civil suit brought by the Brown and Goldman families, and was ordered to pay the families $33.5 million in damages. Instead, Simpson gave up his Brentwood estate and moved to Florida in large part to evade the civil judgment. Now, here's the other thing. His retirement from the NFL, which was hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, was... None, they couldn't get to that. They couldn't touch that. But then he was trying to shield his assets. So what did this happen? He ends up in a robbery in a cheap Las Vegas hotel room in 2007 after a short trial that received minimal media coverage. The judge pronounced him guilty 13 years to the day after his so-called trial of the century had set him free. And he went to jail for the next 7 years. Yep. So
showers today, you know, chance of
it,
showers.
Yeah, you know, the thing about it is, this guy was a hero to so many people. Mm. And it shows that, you know, they asked that guy, the handyman, what was his name, Keto or something.
Mm-hmm.
They asked him what he thought. He said, I've always thought he was guilty. And, of course, back then, I don't know what's going on. I think I'm just smoking dope. But you know what? I think parts of the reason people are so enthralled was here's this guy that had everything. I mean, his fame, but how much he had accomplished in his work on the football field. And then he was a decent actor. He was in a number of movies. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like he was in The Turning Point or something, you know, or Shakespeare. But he was in a lot of popular movies. But then nobody knew about he and his wife, Nicole Brown.
Uh-huh.
Nobody knew that until it happened. And then the world was just stunned. I talked to somebody the other day, said every day when I came home from work, I would sit in front of the TV and watch the trial. Yeah. The trial. Anyway.
So many aspects from that time, again, that I pray for the family and how distraught and how horrible and how, you know, how ed up. And I think there is, you know, cancer. I do believe stress causes these kinds of things. And
prostate cancer.
Just the terrible part of that. You know, when we come back, we're going to give away tickets. We do have some veterans with us this morning. We're going to be discussing that. And do we have another American flag? Are we going to take more names?
We're going to do it again next week.
Okay. So
because we've given them all away. Yes. But they're bringing them back.
I think we've had like 4 to 6 flags.
Six flags.
Over Magic Mountain.
Yeah.
No, over KCNR. So yeah. Thank you to the Flag Center for those. We do have some tickets to give away for GLOW, the beautiful event that's happening every night. Well, most of the nights.
Yeah. I wanted to say glowworms, but it's not.
I don't have it on the top of my tongue right now. Or the top of my tongue and the tip of my tongue is glowing wild or something like that. Except that name. I'll go get the tickets. We'll give those away in our next segment.
You break me up. Maybe it's the pills I've been taking to try and clear my sinuses.
Good. Well, you know, there's a lot of that going around right now. And again, we saw that in the Sacramento Bee that this week, they said in that area, in the Sacramento Valley, it was going to be the worst of the allergies. And so now we see this weather again, raining, blooming. So this is when we have the worst.
Okay. Got it. All right. Let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, and the winner of the best jewelry store from the Record Searchlight. Big extravaganza they do is Four Winds Jewelry, best in the North State, and they are. And they're good people, and they're friendly, and it's just a pleasure to do business with Rebecca and Henry. Locally owned, locally operated, you're going to find a full selection of everything there, and including a watch repairman that can take care of your watches or fix them as needed. So Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
On the road again, like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, and it's such a thing that the world keeps turning our way, and our way. On the road again.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contract. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital, tough enough to wear pink day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at Red Bluff.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Experience for the first time glowing wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your balls. You gotta draw a hard line.
Welcome back to Street Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, the 12th of April, 7:35 in the morning. And our guests today are Frank Rose. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, George.
Good morning.
And they're here to talk about a couple of different things. And one of them is about Fred Salante. His services are coming up, and he's been mentioned a few times, but I'm wanting these two to talk a little bit more. I mean, he started an organization that just went nationwide, and it was for veterans and for veterans who had passed. So, who wants to talk?
I got it all down here.
Okay.
All right. Very good. Frank, let's get you close up to that mic.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. I can't hear anything, but that's okay. Well, it goes like this. This is to honor Fred Salante, who was a legend in his own time. From February the 1st, 1948, to November the 7th, 2023. And the reason why I'm telling this story is because I work with him on some of the projects, and I would like to let you know who he is and who he was. He was a major in the Army Intelligence during the Vietnam War. Fred and Rich Hayes Kleiser Sr., that's another gentleman, put together the Missing in America Veterans Recovery Program that started in Oregon with Fred and Rich. Went to a mortuary and asked about the veterans that were not claimed. He was told that the law said that the mortuary must hold on to them forever till they were claimed. Fred did not like this idea at all, and he was able to bury them with military honors at local cemeteries. He escorted the remains with a procession of mobile veterans with flags on the vehicles. He also got laws passed so that they could move on the streets and highways and stop traffic on the way to the cemeteries. Insurance for this cost around $1 million, basically. Fred also started Riders for Missing in America Project, which was one main group of riders that is now known as the Patriot Riders. Since 2005, they have interned the remains of nearly 5,800 veterans. This information came from the Congressional Records 118 Congress. The MIAP moved across the United States to Arlington Cemetery in Washington, D.C. to be buried. He did this two times, meeting at the Missing in America Project chapters along the way. People gathered along the highways across the cities and towns with the help of the state and local and highway patrol. Fred cried at every service he did, and hence got the nickname of Weeping Willow. On one trip to Arlington Cemetery, it was raining, and the troop said the angels were crying. Also, Idaho congressional delegation recognized, and hold me, turn the page here, the contribution of Richard Kleiser Sr. and Fred Salante, who passed away on July 16th, 2023, and Fred Salante on November the 7th, 2023. At Whiskeytown Lake, for the internally ill children at Camp of Life, they provided free lodging for 2 weeks with their parents. They fed everyone 3 meals a day. Local organizations did all the cooking for the meals. Food was donated by the Walmart Distribution Center in Red Bluff in refrigerated trucks that were staged at the parking lot near the facility. Also, there was a small pond near the facility that was stocked with fish so the kids could catch them. Fred started a program at the VFW Hall on Yuba Street in Reading called Welcome Home Vietnam Vets. They signed a registration book when they came in and was given a certificate for them to keep. Free lunch was served by the Sons and Daughters of Italy. Musical entertainment, guest speakers, coffee and sodas were available. A convoy was held to go to Igo Cemetery. This was a Welcome Home Vietnam Day that was made national holiday, the local last Friday of March. On 2009, Fred Salante and Merle Haggard were part of a program that was made up of two committees. One was the support committee for the Veterans Home, and one was for the support committee for Igo Cemetery, under one governing board that was a 501c3 funded group. Each committee had a president, and the board had a director. This program was to help fund them both, and as a nonprofit organization. Fred wrote the NCVSG bylaws also. God bless Fred Salante, a legend in his own time. Rest in peace.
Okay. George.
Beautiful, well, Frank.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot of research, Frank. Right. Thank you. I joined the Northern California Veterans Support Group, which Fred and Steve Jorgensen, who was running the cemetery, and Linda Frank, now Linda Hartman, or it was Linda Hartman, now it's Linda Frank again. Anyway, the three of them held a fundraiser at the Civic and brought in the lone survivor. Do you remember that?
Right.
And so they raised about 16 grand on that event. And so they put that money in a kitty and started
Marcus Luttrell. Yeah.
Yeah, Marcus Luttrell. They started a nonprofit group, the Northern California Veterans Support Group. And so we have two umbrella organizations under us. I'm currently the chairman of that board, and I've been on that board since 2010. Steve Jorgensen invited me to join as a member of the community at large, and I worked my way up to vice president. Fred was president for a while, and then because of his other duties with MIEP, he went and did that, and we had several other presidents, but every time we changed, I became the president for a couple months until the new president could start. And finally, with Fred's coming back to the organization in about 2014, when I was having some health issues, I had two hips replaced.
Yeah, thank God you're with us. Yeah, that was a trying time.
It was.
Yeah.
Anyway, Fred became president again of the support group, and then when he left again after his accident, I took over as president. So we've been trading off that job for a while. So I got to know Fred mostly through that work. But he was an honorable guy. He really had his heart for veterans, and we did a lot to help both the veterans home and the cemetery with a lot of programs. About that same time, Kim Chamberlain started the Wreaths Across America program locally. We never did join the national organization because they required you to use the wreaths that were made by the company back in New York.
Right. What was up with that? Anyway.
$15 at that time.
Money.
Yeah.
Still, you can do it here locally. And Kim has.
And we've changed. We've changed the name. It's Holiday Wreaths for Heroes now.
All right.
And so we follow the guidelines that Wreaths Across America established about honoring and remembering and teaching and providing this community gathering at Christmas time to decorate the holiday the wreaths.
It's usually around December 12th, isn't it?
It's around the 15th of December. It's whatever that Saturday is that's closest to the 15th.
Okay, that's kind of good to know. Second Saturday.
Yeah, because we want the wreaths to be up for the holidays.
Right.
But because it's an outdoor thing, that we don't want the wreaths to stay too long, so we have to pick them up usually the first weekend in January. But it's a beautiful sight out there at the cemetery. I know you guys have been out there many times.
It absolutely is.
When we first met.
That one photo when it snowed that time.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. But when we first met and Carl came to, actually Carl came and the Patriot Guard riders met Carl at the Anderson Outlets and gave him a coin, a challenge coin, because they knew that he was just retiring out of, coming out of Iraq. Of Fallujah. And so they met him at that point. Now the, MIAP hadn't started then. It was the Patriot Guard Riders. And then we used to ride and hold the flags. That was kind of what we did as a new couple. We would ride on these. And it was so, for me, it was so patriotic and so beautiful because, you know, you're standing in the flag line. There's a lot of, you know, sacred moments of what it is to honor a veteran. And we would hold the flags up. And, of course, at that point, then at that point came along, and Fred was somehow involved in all, you know, all of the veteran stuff. And then Fred came along, and we rode the first leg of the trip across to Arlington. We just rode to Reno. But we still were with that group, and I remember what it felt like to see. Oh, I'm going to cry. People on the side of the road, people over the bridges. And they experienced that all the way through.
I remember this older guy, even older than me, standing out in the field down around Red Bluff, somewhere around there, standing in the field as we were going by saluting. And, yeah, we made it to Reno, and then other people, and all the way across America, other groups would join. And they were that's when, Indian Dave, and don't get fired up because I call him Indian Dave.
He wants to be called Indian Dave.
His name is Indian Dave, so if you don't like it, don't listen.
And his longhorn.
No, his long rider.
With a long horn on it.
And the long rider was a, that was a blessing, too, because somebody kind of almost gave it to him. It had a Volkswagen engine in it, and the thing had to be 20-something feet long. But and in the back
is where they put... That was a tricycle motorcycle, right?
Yeah, a very motorcycle. Extended. And in the back, they put this beautiful wooden container with glass in it, and that's where the urns
were. There were three, if I'm not mistaken.
Medal of Honor recipient and two Silver Stars. Can you believe that? The two Silver Stars had not been... And the Medal of Honor recipient came out of Arizona. We got to take a break.
We got to take a break. Robert Tuggle will be back, back.
But the Medal of Honor recipient grave site was in like in a shopping center. So they got permission to disinter him and bring him back to Arlington. So, okay, let's take a quick break.
I come home to Maria. Where else would I go? Cross the river to die by myself, down in old Mexico. It's just the border, you know.
Looking for a career? One that helps your friends, neighbors, and community? Good news! The Redding Rancheria Trinity Health Center is having a job fair Saturday, April 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the new health center in Weaverville. It's your chance to learn about our current career opportunities, meet with representatives from multiple Redding Rancheria departments, discuss employee benefits, and even get assistance submitting applications. The Redding Rancheria Trinity Health Center job fair, Saturday, April 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the new health center. Come and learn how to become part of our work family and make a difference in our community.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
He's still a soldier. His blood runs red, white, and blue. He put away his gun and boot, but he still believes the American dream.
You know, Christina, bless you, hon. That was a great song.
Oh, yeah.
And get the name of it and who the artist is, because I'm going to put that in my playlist. Hey, this is Carl Lindebaum here at KCNR Radio at 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's going to start raining today, so kind of get ready for it. We're talking about a local hero around here by the name of Frederick Salante. If you look at Fred Salante, he didn't look like a hero. He wasn't one of those 6'4", 30-inch waist, you know, 50-inch chest. But like many, he's a hero. And he started something called the Missing in America Project. And the whole idea behind that was to take the cremains of those veterans who were never claimed by anybody. And by law, they had to be kept in the mortuary or the funeral home or the coroner's office. By law, they had to be kept. And he had this, well, what happens to him? Nothing. And he believed, with his partner, that they should be buried with full military honors. And that's what he started. Now, he started small. He started a little bit in Oregon, but down here, right here in Redding. And this led to a national organization, national recognition in Congress, national recognition by the Veterans Administration, by the Department of Defense. And twice they rode across the nation, bringing cremains from California all the way back to Arlington.
And different parts of the country as well.
Different parts of the country. People would join them, bring in more. And the reason I'm telling you all this is Fred, in the last 5 years, with George, about the last five, 6 years.
Yeah, about maybe, that, yeah.
Started suffering some health things, you know, motorcycle wreck, which happens to all of us, and sometimes more than once, and some other things. But Fred passed back in November, and his funeral is where he's going to be honored this coming Tuesday out at IGO at the Veterans Cemetery there at
April 16th, 11 a.m. Veteran in IGO.
Yeah, Frank, you've got some people coming to this.
Yes. Who's going to be taking care of the service? There's a whole crew. The VFW Post 5696 50 is doing the honor guard. at 11 a.m., and then the Patriot Riders are going to be there, and, of course, MIAP is going to be there, and Loveland, who has that special vehicle that you can...
Yeah, Fred Loveland.
Yeah. And then the bagpipes are going to be there, and the service is going to be held outdoors at the flagpole.
Now, the reason that is because, you know, we have that great chapel there provided by Senator Maurice Johannesson, is that there's going to be a lot of people. So if you're going to get there, you may want to get there about, you know, no later than 10:45. There's not going to be any seats, I don't think.
This is truly to celebrate a local hero.
Yeah. And
Monday should be 72,
yeah,
so it's going to be,
it's gonna
you
be
don't
nice.
Have to worry about rain.
Yeah, it's going to be nice. Now, you've also got some things.
Yes, the Missing America Project itself has put together these patches that they made up honoring him, and they're selling them right now at Tobacco and Brew.
Okay.
And they're $11 a piece, and then I got together and got these made up from the same thing, and these are patches that go on the windows at the car, and they're
going
to be sold at $2.25 a piece, so it's a self-containing thing.
Yeah.
And the cost goes right back to what it was put out. There's no profit involved.
Yeah, it goes back to Missing in America Project.
Yeah.
So, you know, so if and you've heard about it during the years, and you've seen, and I tell you what, even if you didn't know what it was, you've seen the funeral processions. Mm. George, how many would you say?
Oh,
I mean,
in this area, they do several a month, and
yeah.
I don't know how many they've done. I'm not a part of that organization,
but
I know when our local boys who gave their all for this country, Chad Reglan and the Munns kid,
Josh Munns.
I rode
in both of those.
Yeah, both of those guys. The people were lining the road out to Igo from Redding to Igo.
And it's kind of like even more than that. Mm-hmm. I mean, and these guys, it's all a volunteer thing. Nobody gets paid.
Yeah.
Nobody, you know, everybody, you know, you head back to Arlington, you're on your own. I mean, you pay your own.
Right.
There. You've got places, you know, that you meet up and all these things. But those are the guys you see. They stop traffic and the hearse goes through and all this. So when you see it, think about it. This is what they're doing. They're bringing, and it's not always Missing in America. They do this for every veteran.
Yeah.
And have, and for years and decades. Now, some of these guys and girls are getting older, and they've switched from two-wheelers to three-wheelers.
Yeah.
Well, here's what's cool
still
about...
out there. Bud, you know who I'm talking about.
Hey, Bud, love to you. But here's a really cool thing. Let me quickly talk about the organization. My girlfriend's father, who was a Korean War vet, passed away. And so Carl called the Patriot Guard Riders. I don't know if it wasn't MIAP, but they're still, you know, the same people that ride and do the flag line in L.A., in Orange County. And there was a number, and you were able to get the Patriot Guard Riders there, or whoever that was, their organization, to come to do the flag line for my best friend's father's funeral. And that's the beautiful thing about, you know, people who honor our veterans.
In New Mexico, visiting the kids, I saw them out at a church. And I went over to say hello, and I ended up getting a New Mexico flag.
Yeah.
They handed me a flag from the state of New Mexico. Yeah, we got like 2 minutes left.
Yes, I got a call from Danny at Jersey Mike's, and he's a good friend of mine, a good Steeler friend. He said, Frank, I want to do something in honoring him, so I'm going to get with him. And he said he'd give out, maybe down at the VFW if they need it, 100 sandwiches. But I'm going to work on that project.
Thank you, Frank, for all the, both George and Frank. Closing thoughts. We have just about a minute each.
I just can't thank Fran enough for getting the organization started. There are people living out at the veterans home who didn't have TVs in their rooms because their family couldn't afford it. That's how our organization got involved in helping those veterans. We gave away blankets, you know, all kinds of things. We put in a putting green, all kinds of things out there at the home. And the cemetery, they buy all the urn, the little metal urns that go on the columbarium.
Right.
Yeah.
And the decoration, flower things.
To put the flowers in, containers, correct.
And we've got a Coke machine out there that's supported by our group.
We don't think about those little details.
I know.
It's great.
That aren't just included.
Right.
Well, I tell you what, the group out there at the cemetery are super, and we so much appreciate everything that you do, George, and, of course, your beautiful, beautiful love that we all love.
Yes. Kim Chamberlain.
Kim Chamberlain.
Again, that's Tuesday. Mark your calendars.
We'll talk about it again Monday. Probably Tuesday.
April 16th at 11 a.m. To go out to the Igoe Cemetery and honor one of our great Northern California Shasta County, across the country, real hero, Fred Salonte.
Right. Okay, we're going to take a break for the news. When we come back, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, is going to join us.
You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Despite concerns over abuses of warrantless spying by the FBI, House Republicans have advanced a bill that would reauthorize the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, the so-called FISA program. The action comes today after a similar bill failed to reach the floor of the House yesterday. Some new gun buyer background checks on the way.
The Biden administration has announced that thousands more firearms dealers across the U.S. will have to run background checks on buyers at gun shows or other non-store locations. The rule aims to close a loophole that has allowed guns to be sold by unlicensed dealers who don't perform background checks to ensure the potential buyer is not legally prohibited from having a firearm. Gun control advocates are cheering the move, while gun rights activists are expected to challenge the rule in court. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Fresh allegations of Russian interference in elections, but this time not here in the U.S.
Belgium's Prime Minister Alexander De Croo has announced an investigation into suspected Russian interference in Europe-wide elections in June. He says his country's intelligence service has confirmed the existence of a network in several European countries trying to undermine support for Ukraine, adding Moscow wants to help elect more pro-Russian candidates to the European Parliament and to reinforce a certain pro-Russian narrative. Europe-wide polls are being held on June the 6th to the 9th to elect a new EU Parliament. I'm Charles Stiletesma.
Polish lawmakers have voted to continue working on proposals to lift a near-total ban on abortion. There are four separate bills under study that would loosen what are the strongest pro-life laws in all of Europe. Sell-off continues on Wall Street, the Dow down 379 points, the NASDAQ off 228. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
Argentina's highest criminal court concludes that Iran planned a couple of deadly attacks on Jewish targets in Argentina some years back, and that Hezbollah carried out the Iranian plan.
The attack on the Israeli embassy in 1992 killed at least 29 people. The victims included Israeli diplomats, embassy staff, clergy, worshippers, children, and passers-by. 2 years later, when a van laden with bombs was driven into the building of the Jewish center, more than 85 people died. It was the worst atrocity ever perpetrated on Argentine soil. More than 500 were injured in the two attacks. The court upheld an earlier ruling holding the attacks to be crimes against humanity. The judges declared Iran to be a terrorist state and implicated the Shia Hezbollah movement.
The BBC's Sanjay Dasgupta. A U.S. carrier strike group led by the USS Theodore Roosevelt has held a three-day joint exercise with its allies in Japan and South Korea. Townhall.com. Well, the weather turned out to benefit some of the field in the first round at Augusta National.
Bryson DeChambeau has taken a one-shot lead over world number one Scotty Scheffler in an incomplete opening round of the Masters. Weather delayed the start of play by 2.5 hours, but DeChambeau and Scheffler were among the lucky ones to finish. DeChambeau birdied his first three holes and then three of the last four for a 7-under-65 to edge a charging Scheffler, who birdied four of his last six holes for a 66. Defending champion John Rahm posted a 1-over-73, but Tiger Woods, Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka are among those who will have to play catch-up on day two. Graham Agars, Augusta.
Ukraine says a massive Russian missile and drone attack has destroyed one of Ukraine's largest power plants and damaged several others, part of a renewed Russian campaign targeting energy infrastructure in Ukraine. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda.
Yes.
Just Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah. Just you're swallowing a lot of air this morning, Carl.
Yeah. Hey, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Over the world. And our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. It's the 12th of April, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the helm in there, keeping us through.
I just watched
the perfect storm again last night. So do not take that last wave. Turn and face to the stern, and let's get out of here. Okay.
So. Well, that was a perfect storm as far as the radio going out and the Coast Guard running out of gas. I mean, everything that could possibly happen, where they made a choice in that moment. Anyway. Good morning. Yeah. You're looking for, okay, chance of showers today with a high of 67. Okay,
looks like we'll tell you why we're laughing.
Thunderstorms after 2, mostly cloudy with a high near 67 today. We're going to have chance of showers tonight with overnight lows of 50. This is the weather report that is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson. They've been with us since the day that we started as the sponsor of our weather. So Saturday looks like we're just going to have rain tomorrow, 90% chance of showers, and Saturday night, overnight lows of 44. Sunday looks like we once again have showers at 53 and overnight lows of 45 with the skies opening up. And then Monday, beautiful 72 sunny skies. That's the day that you want to go to IGO if you've never been out there for Fred Salonti's memorial, which will be fabulous. It's everything patriotic that you could possibly want at 11 a.m. So sunny on Monday, 72, and Tuesday, 72 as well. There's your forecast. Rain throughout the weekend. Flowers are coming up, and the weather is always brought to you again by Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane.
365-3793. Got it. So our guest today is Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, and I was laughing because Patrick's taking pictures of Buford.
Oh, yeah. You know, he's super comfortable.
Yeah.
he's passed out. I think I was asleep like that this morning when the alarm went off and drool on the pillow. And
Are people taking pictures of your junk then? I mean,
he's putting it out there.
He does.
You know what? He rolls over like that.
He feels safe.
Oh, and he does. And, like, we'll have him in the backyard. And he doesn't really want to go to the bathroom right then, so he's looking around. So he'll come over, and he literally lays up against you. And then he slides down your leg, rolls over on his back.
Yeah.
And then, okay, let's play. And he's rolling back and forth. I mean, and he stays out there. So doing that.
We brought in, of course, you know that we adopted Buford T. Bott. He came to us as Buford. We added the T-bot at the end.
Linda.
2 weeks ago, we're going on day two, and Carl did take a picture of him on his back, just showing his stuff. And he posted it on Facebook, and it's like, okay.
So it's the same picture. Okay.
So I know, I get
it. The comments that were coming out.
So, so Patrick Gorman
is with
us.
We have some friends that have some extremely graphic details.
Patrick Gorman, I mean, don't you love the segue, Patrick? I'm so sorry.
Yes,
but you've got a mini farm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you deal with animals.
Yeah.
And it just, there's something about it that's very joyful.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's interesting. A lot of the, you know, a lot of cultures don't have pets the way we do and everything. But, I mean, it does bring a lot of fulfillment to life. And, you know, companionship is just funny. It's entertaining, the stuff they do. And, I mean, I didn't even know chickens have, like, personalities.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's fascinating, too.
Well, people, you see people that have got pet chickens. I mean, they literally have pet chickens. I mean, you see the kids, they run up to the kids and, I mean, it's not like they're and they don't fetch or anything.
Yeah.
They do come up and they do like being, you know, having their backs
up. They have distinctions. And then, I mean, they have like show pigeons. You know, that was a thing? Like people have fancy pigeons
that
they take to shows.
We had a show on it the other day. And they're,
the homing pigeons.
And the homing pigeons.
Wow.
And what happened there? What happened? The racer, the top racer made millions of dollars or something like
that. I think the top racer was sold for like $2 million.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And because they can breed them. And that's the big thing because there's, you know.
We have Racing Pigeon Club here in Reading. It's
wow, we're really doing good as a society. $2 million on a pigeon.
Wow, and
it's the sport.
I know. They have people that have like little carts, you know, that they just walk around in a circle with horses, and there's like a competition, a show doing that. It's weird. It's interesting. You know, the things people can get into, and I think it's more like about the community than the sport itself a lot of times. But I think how do you even get into something like
that? I think that people see something. Well, like for the homing pigeons, that you know they. You can get into it, first of all, without a lot of money. I mean, you join one of these clubs, and they will give you pigeons, you know, some of their, you know, young pigeons, and, you know, they let them fly with it, and it's not that hard to build a little roost for a couple of pigeons. I guess when you get up to the, you know, 25, 30 pigeons, it gets a little more extensive. But they've got such a network. Like, a bunch of them are coming up from L.A., to release their pigeons right here at the Civic Auditorium, which I've seen one of those before. It's like 1,000 pigeons go up. And then they take the local pigeons down there back to L.A. or in that area.
And then they swap?
And then a couple of days later, they'll launch. And I mean, these things are flying at something, you know, they're averaging like 30, 40 miles an hour for hours. They're complete. Don't look at the pigeons outside. These things are.
Yeah, these aren't San Francisco pigeons.
No, these are not San Francisco flying rats. Yeah. Nope, they're not them. These are specially bred. You know, their heart rate, their ability to oxygenate their system. They can, you know, their ability
like
to find where they're going and ability to do things like identify their owner.
Well, I think that's the fascinating part. You think of a bird as having such an uncomplex brain because it's, you know, and everything is a different species, smaller, for them to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And it is interesting. And I think it's fascinating that, I mean, animals, I do believe that they can truly feel, you know, joy and sadness. And, I mean, that's, you always hear, you know, they read the article about the homeowner who, you know, lived alone with their pet and passed away, and the dog just, like, laid right next to them for a week, you know, wouldn't leave their side. And it's just.
Yeah, the cat would eat you. But the dog will
cats
be there.
Cats don't need us. I think that's what draws some people to them is they stick around still even though they don't need us. They can leave anytime they want.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the your cat, which you have,
he was a breeder in Shasta County. But no, he's a part wild cat, that's for sure. And he can leave anytime he wants. He has no problem hunting, but he sticks around.
When he leaves, he comes back, and then they, you know, people put lost.
Their dog is missing.
Lost little dog.
Lost child.
Where's my kitty? And then your cat comes back weighing 5 pounds more. So.
Well, in case you got lost for a moment, folks, our listeners, we have Patrick Gorman at Law Esquire. We are going to be talking a couple things when we get back about what's happening within your practice and maybe trends.
Yes.
Let's just talk about. Let's highlight you.
Well, besides that, we're going to mention O.J.,
Yeah, right.
You're an attorney, and I don't know if when you were going through school if the trial was even mentioned. I mean, not that it was going on while you were going through school. You're too young for that. But I mean, things that happened in the trial that they would use as examples.
You know, they didn't even talk about the trial in law school.
Is that right?
There was not in a single case book. I think it was just for looking at it in hindsight. I think most lawyers just palmed their forehead and watched a disaster happen.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about that when we get back. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank has been here for 17 years. I was always surprised that every time I say that, how long they have been here in our area. And it is a locally owned bank. They have four branches. It's one down in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, one down in Anderson, their newest branch out on Ventura Street. But they do move local dreams forward. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're real happy with them. For more information, just drop by one of the branches where you'll feel like you're in the on the set of Cheers. There's no beer, but people are friendly. Or learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Some people got the real problems. Some people out of love.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital, tough enough to wear pink day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops that come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Redding in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Redding for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flag pole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Every day I spend my time drinking wine, feeling fine,
Welcome and back morning. To Free Radio.
All right, we're here on the Friday morning. How are you today? I hope you all are doing well and you've got great plans for the weekend. We're going to be giving tickets away. In fact, let's do that right now to start the show, this segment. Give us a call at 530-605-4567. We've got a family four-pack, if you will, or four tickets to Glowing Wild 2024 Year of the Dragon. This is out at Turtle Bay. Now, you've been to Garden of Lights. What they've done here, and they've kept the gardens open in the daytime, so you can still go to Turtle Bay, to the Botanical Gardens, but they've brought in a fabulous light display where they have dragons and things that they've done this at national level at different zoos. So, yeah, this is good for any one of those nights, March 29th through May 26th. This is, of course, called Glowing Wild. So that's for a family four-pack. A Crackmaster brings us this part of the show. They know the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. We both have had cracks and chips. The Jeff at Crackmaster, who is definitely a master at his craft, his veteran-owned business, he can get the job done, and he guarantees it to cracks up to 24 inches. So bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis. Give him a call at 530-241-8373. He's located at 3208 Market Street. I'm going to go get the phones. Hold on.
Oh, no, she's already answering. If nobody's answering, it's because she's got somebody on the other line. Yeah, so
Ron's calling them.
We have given away. No, hey, we're going to be giving away a lot of tickets. We're going to be giving away tickets every day.
Four this morning. She's taking a call right now.
So we're here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. His practice is out in Palisadro, the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento, I guess until you get into Oregon someplace.
I don't think they have a lot of workers' compensation litigation up there. There aren't a lot of, but
Okay. Of course, we want to talk about it, but I've got to ask you because we've been talking about it during the break. O.J. Simpson, the mistakes that it, you know, and I'm not a lawyer, and hell, it happened back in 1995. So what, 95? How long ago was that? You know, we're talking about because, of course, O.J. Simpson just died, age 75, and he had prostate cancer. This thing became world famous.
Yeah.
They televised the trial, and there were people. I mean, this is what they did for weeks.
Yeah.
Was watch this trial.
Not at all. And you know, it's one of those cases where. As a lawyer, if you understand what you're doing, I think it's, you know, it's usually new lawyers don't understand this, but you have a case that it's on the law, on the trial issue, the issues that matter at trial, it's easy to win. And that's the hardest case to actually win because they're usually extremely difficult to get to the trial. People, they take it for granted. They're not as thorough. They're not as prepared.
Uh-huh.
They think it's over. They don't take it seriously. They think, hey, we got this guy. We're good. They aren't. If you are worried about whether or not you're going to, you know, get there, right? And if you have a case that is not as clear,
yeah,
you're going to be more diligent. It's complacency, right? It's complacency. Uh-huh. And I think that's, I mean, we've seen it in all sorts of, you know, different. You see the team that's 11-1 lose to a 1-1 team, right? You know, you show up, you're not prepared, you don't do your work, you take it for granted, you slack off. And I think that happened to a large degree. And just mm-hmm. what was going down in LA County at that time? I mean, you know, we know about the King riots and things like that, but, you know, Rodney King was just one thing on top of a bunch. I mean, prior to that, there was a young 15-year-old girl who was shot in the back of the head after assaulting a Korean store owner, and that Korean store owner got zero time in prison. Just a lot of things had been happening at that time, and it was just more on that, the community sentiment. That was one of the – I mean, they did not want change of venue in that, you know, the defense. And, you know, they had a really good defense attorney.
Well, you know, they did, and the defense attorney went after the system. Is what I remember. It didn't go after the evidence because it's hard to go after the evidence when they had, you know, a lot of the stuff there. But was, you know, the DNA, there was DNA.
Yeah, but you never let a defendant touch the evidence that's on the table.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you, I mean, you're not going to object to this person touching the evidence and putting it on his hand. Like, I mean, you can manufacture things. You can influence the outcome of that. It was a show. It was those things that were allowed, and having cameras in the courtroom, that was the first time it had happened. You don't think that everybody, the decisions they made, that was a factor in the decisions they made from judge to jury to attorney? Absolutely it was. It's just a lot of factors, a lot of variables, and, it's like the Johnny Depp Amber Heard thing. I mean, at this point, we went from there to this. That trial or whatever, I mean, that should have – why were we all watching that? I mean, who cares?
Well, you know,
it was sensationalism.
Well, Depp and Heard, I mean, that was another weird thing. But why would we care about a divorce trial?
Because it's salacious. But on top of it, like, they are blocking up the docket from people who actually need access to the court system. Yeah. To smear one another and impact one another's future business opportunities. So it's monetization of things, you know, monetization of courts. But yeah, that was that trial. It was a very, very, it was an outlier. Like I said, it's not in the casebook. Nobody talks about it in law school. It's not something that we discussed. Actually, in the law book was the case that happened before King that I was just telling you about.
Of course, all the unrest they had in L.A. during that time with the African-American community feeling like the police had, you know, had targets on the African community, African-American community. That had something to do with it. But they found the glove on Simpson's property.
Yeah.
Oh, it was planted. Then they went after the police. And, yeah, policemen used a racial term at some point in his career. I can't imagine that.
Juries are imperfect, and there's a story that my brother-in-law, you know, he's an attorney, and he was sharing the story with me where he was on a jury one time, and it was a domestic violence case, and one juror, on her own, for no reason, was just convinced that the cop and the victim of this domestic violence were having a relationship that nobody else knew about, and that they were making this up about the husband who, you know, beat up his wife. And so people dramatize things. People believe that there's some underlying conspiracy in a lot of things, and juries are imperfect. It's designed that be that way. It can be frustrating. But, yeah, I mean, juries can be influenced by factors that have nothing to do with the facts or the law.
Well, you know, the DNA evidence, we talked a little bit about this, it was early on.
Yeah.
And people really didn't understand it. And
it still sounds like magic to me. I mean, that's... Sorry, it still sounds like magic to me. How can you take one microscopic thing and break it down in all these proteins and identify it to one person? It does seem theoretical. It seems it's not like a fingerprint to us, but back then maybe
back
a fingerprint.
Back then they thought, you know, I saw one guy was on TV. Oh, well, there's lots of people with the same DNA. No, there's not. There's just one. But they had it mixed up with blood tests.
Let me ask you that. How do you know that it's not? Because somebody told us. We can't prove it ourselves. It's not a common understanding thing, so we have to have an expert explain it to us. And when they do, half of us fall asleep.
Right.
But I think, though, today, because of TV, movies, and all this stuff, people understand that the chances of somebody else having your DNA is so astronomically low that when they say, okay, let's get the DNA test, and they get it back and, you know, within the show, which, of course, is none of those weird things, but DNA has been used to turn people loose, to convict them, all of these things.
Because it's just widely accepted, but it's accepted based on what we've been told it is. We can't quantify it ourselves. Like, I can pick up an object and say this is an object, right? But when somebody's explaining DNA, I don't quite understand what it is.
Right.
I'm just basing it on what somebody who I believe is smarter than me is telling me. So I think that gives it room for some people to question it.
Okay.
Right? I mean, it does. And juries are imperfect. You only need one person to say no to get a hung jury. I mean, 12 to say no to acquit is difficult. I mean, they even have jury nullification. You know, a jury can nullify. Even if guilt is clear, undisputed, a jury can't acquit because they may disagree with the law itself. It's a constitutional fundamental right, jury nullification.
Well, so then you put the law on trial, or you put the prosecutors on trial, or the police on. The plaintiff on trial instead of the defendant,
correct.
Essentially.
Right, and that may have been what happened with O.J. That might have been jury nullification in itself.
Yeah. Do you remember how long the jury was out?
On O.J., I don't. I just remember that we thought I was 13 or so. I was pretty young.
Yes.
And I just remember we were like, oh, people going to start protesting and burning things down again?
Yes.
That's what we were thinking about.
We were riding, because of the...
I'm trying to remember where I was in 95. I think I was back in the States, but I left soon after that. I was gone before. And I mean, I knew about the case, and of course it was on the news every night because of the judge and whatever his name was and all that. Anyway, okay. Enough of OJ. But then he was sued in the civil court where the rules of evidence are different.
Correct.
And he was found guilty there. Yes. He was found liable for the murders.
And then he did time for that, memorabilia thing. And I think that had more to do with people believing that he got off on the murder trial.
Yeah.
I mean, they hit him pretty hard. He did some time.
He did 7 years, and he could have gone more. But, I think that was true, too. I think when he walked into that Nevada state, into that courtroom, that was it. Yeah. I mean, if they could have found him guilty, and they did. So he did end up spending some time in jail. Anyway, but here's a guy that had it all. And then when you start reading about this marriage and you find out all the things that happened in this, I mean, 9 times the police were called to the house, 9 times they responded, 1 time they found her beat up. I mean, beat up bad. And, he didn't go to jail. And he got into anger management stuff. So
I'll tell you that head injury.
Surprise,
you know? No, the head injury thing's real. I mean, I have clients with head injuries, and I mean, they start manifesting the impulse control and behavioral issues 2 years after the fact that are just out of nowhere.
It would be interesting to see if they do that study, if they do that to his brain that he's dead, to see if all the concussions this man suffered during this career.
I would be amazed if it did not.
Yeah.
I would be completely missed.
Wow.
Well, you know what? It's true. You know, you get traumatic brain injury. Now, they call it something else in the football world, but that's what it is. And how many times did he have his bell rung in his career?
Countless
times. And did it do anything to his brain where his ability to control this impulse was damaged?
I bet it was.
That's a good point. And but they didn't know about that back then.
No, yeah.
They knew about DNA, but
people got punchy, right? You had boxers that got punchy or whatever, but it's the same thing. It's
Muhammad Ali and all these guys, that it's caused damage. Okay, got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. I can't say enough about this place. It's man's last stronghold, and it's there for a reason. It's a barbershop. It's not a salon. Been there since 1960, founded in 1960. And I've never had a bad haircut there in 17 years. Their people are pleasant. It looks like a place. It's got heads, stuffed heads that came with the, that, by the way, came when they rented it. I mean, the only thing they've taken down is the dinosaur mount, because people would ask where he got it, and he'd have to make up stories that down in Central America or someplace. It's a great place. You can make an appointment at 530-244-9478, or you can just drop by. And if they've got an opening, you're going to get a great haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. We'll be right back.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And cool April nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to coolaprilnights.com. That's coolaprilnights.com.
Everybody
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Celebrate the extraordinary women in your life and join Wind River Resort and Casino for a delicious Mother's Day brunch. Sunday, May 12th, seatings are available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy a savory prime rib dinner with a wide variety of sides and desserts for only $45 plus fees per person. Every mom deserves a day as special as she is. All ages welcome, reservations required. For reservations or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
And welcome back to our Friday edition here, 8:35 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott here. Good morning, and how are you today on your way to work? Showers are expected with a high of 67 and our overnight lows of 50. Throughout the weekend, tomorrow, 90% chance of showers. That's just the way it looks, that we're going to have around 52 and overnight lows of 44. Sunday, chance of showers again with 53. Sunny's. The skies are going to be opening up on Sunday night, mostly cloudy with overnight lows of 45. And then on Monday and Tuesday, we wake up with the beautiful sunny sky, 72 and 72 on Tuesday. So there's the forecast. Get ready once again to pull your pads in. I always call that. You put your cushion, outside cushions out. Enjoy that for 3 or 4 days. Go and buy the flowers and get ready and then pull them back in. But I always like to put my plants out because it's not going to be too cold. It's nice to maybe put your plants out this weekend and let them drink up the rain. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Once again, in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Patrick Gorman, Esquire, is with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's talk about trends.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I talked about the DNA experts putting people to sleep, so I'm sorry if I put anybody to sleep, but one thing I'm seeing, and it's a very, you know, emerging topic, is the use of AI, artificial intelligence.
Oh, we have that. You know, bite us and the you know what.
Kind of. I mean, I'm not that impressed with it, honestly. You know, the thing with AI is it's never going to be able to make, create and it can't deliberate, right? So when we make decisions, a lot of people have to, you know, make a decision between this or that, right? And we have to utilize, you know, our customs, our society's norms, customs, morality, things like that. You can't program software to know what honesty is. Honesty doesn't exist outside of probably the human, you know, human nature, right? Or humanity.
No,
so, you know, it's being utilized to such a large degree. I mean, I've seen insurance companies turning over their check issuing system on an algorithm. Their claim determinations are on an algorithm. I've already talked about whether or not medical treatment's going to be authorized based on an algorithm. So it's mechanical. And when you program artificial intelligence, when you program the algorithm to do something specific, like look for a reason to deny something or look for a reason to not issue payment, things like that, it will lie to do it. It will make things up because it's just going from this huge pool of information and it'll grab from different, you know, different parts and put it together, and it's incorrect. And just the move I've seen insurance companies make, just a hard, hard move to implementing this across the board in almost every aspect of their claims determinations and claims administration, it creates problems for them. But the cost of the problems is always going to be less than the cost of the employees.
You're absolutely correct. AI has, you know, they'll write articles. And I've seen evidence of it and all this. Not only will it make up things like books that will support their support their argument when they're writing, the computers, it just makes up books, makes up quotes from individuals, just makes it up. And when you're reading it, it just looks absolutely true. So it has no conscience. It will put things in there to support its arguments.
Yeah, and it's—I mean, you implement that, and it does create issues. But it's going to have. There's going to be things you cannot delegate to it. First off, I mean, there just is. But what's fascinating to me is a couple of things are going on. I mean, one, it is so challenging for anybody, but specifically insurance companies right now, to hire people that want to. First off, to find people to hire, but then to find people who will stay and can handle. Mm-hmm. The stress, the pressure, the confrontation, the adversarial nature of claims administration. I mean, they can't get people at the desk. And if they get them there, they can't keep them. And if they can, they leave within 6 months for a higher paid job somewhere else. And they just jump back and forth. So it's really hard to staff. So I understand that drive. But what I'm seeing is just like the insurance companies do, it's just such a hard push so that, you know, they know that there's going to be pullback. They know it's going to get brought back somehow through regulation. So they're pushing so far past the line of reasonableness. So that when it does get pulled back, it's further along than where it, you know, would be otherwise. It's just they just go so far past where a reasonable point is, so that when it gets regulated, they're, you know, further along, right? They have the advantage, and it is just dollars and cents ultimately. There is necessity. I mean, they can't get people to do what they need to do, but you know, people can pay more. They can pay a higher salary. You know, they can do things like that. But instead, they you know, cost savings is their business model, right? And so they just they're delegating things that I never imagined would be delegated to AI. And again, I mean, the costs of mistakes. There was one case where the insurance company waived in advance a credit that they would have had. It was like a $30,000 credit. They waived it, and they could the system would not allow them to actually do it. Nobody at the company could actually get in and do it. And so it was issued. They couldn't issue it on time. There was a penalty, a $3,000 penalty. But it was a $3,000 penalty, right? It wasn't a big deal to them. But the system itself, they had to hire somebody to come in, change the programming so that they could actually go in and override the system. The system was in charge of their money, and they couldn't tell the system what to do. It's kind of terrifying.
It is.
For that company. I mean, it's...
Well, but just AI in itself. I mean, I just read an article. It said 22 million papers... maybe been even more than that, but at least 22 million papers had been submitted to at the university level, written by AI.
Ooh. Well, then you and have to have AI to catch AI.
Well, right? that's what's happening. They've got other software to catch this software, and you know, and it's been like when this thing first broke out, like ChatGPT, whatever it is. I use that, and what I use it for is if we're going to write a radio commercial. I'll say 30 seconds, and I'll put facts in it, and the thing will write a 30-second commercial.
Okay.
You may just have to change a couple words, but it does a good job on that. I was I asked for chapter headings for a book I want to write, and it gave me 7 chapters and even introduced a new character in it that I went, oh, that would fit.
Oh, wow.
I mean, and I could probably say, write this book for me. This is the way I want it to end. These are the things here. But then who owns the book?
Well, there's that. You have that. So obviously the company, the ChatGPT is going to have rights to whatever comes out of it. But then there's going to be issues with that because it's not actually created. It's aggregated, right? It's aggregated from other work. So it's not – I mean, it's like – if I were to take, you know, 3 things that were patented and break them into pieces and put them together as one piece and then patenting that, I mean, that's going to be problematic, right? And I think that there'll be a point where, if we can't already, and they say, oh, AI learns too fast. No, listen, at some point, you cannot create original content. If you are, it's not original if you're taking it from everywhere. And there's an argument in putting it together, but there's an argument that that's all we do. We just base it on our experiences. But it's not the same thing. It's not a lived experience.
Yeah.
I just don't think you're going to have the same it's not going to have the same flavor, the same feel, if it's original and created by an independent person versus if it's created by AI. I just don't think it's going to have the same feel to it.
Well, it doesn't have a heartbeat.
Well, that's perfect, honey. That was a...
Blood's not crawling through its veins.
And that's what it says.
We have something that's innate in a human being. I think we're born, even though we're born... I think we're born with a natural... right and wrong. We're taught through, we had this conversation on a drive, Carl. You and I talked about we're taught tolerance. We're taught bigotry. We're taught these things through family and through what we see. But if we grew up like Tarzan, we would just have this, empathetic feeling for human beings, for nature, and that's something that the heartbeat of the soul, we have a soul.
That's
different than a
And that's the biggest
artificial
argument. And that's the biggest argument when they're talking about it, and they say you don't have to worry about AI taking a lot of stuff over because it has no soul, and that people have compassion and they have the life experiences and they have the empathy from their lives that will be enable them to outright, I guess right. is the word, outright, something like AI. But can AI learn empathy?
No, because it's an experience. It's not.
There you go.
It's not a function. But
it can define it.
Sure.
A thousand ways.
Because there's you know, 17 variations of what that means in 17,000 dictionaries, right?
I mean, sure.
So it could take those and put them all together and say, this is what it means. That it could define it, but that's a function. Like, defining something as a function. Actually implementing it. Actually, you know, carrying it through in your decisions when you do critical thought and make determinations. That's not programmable.
That was the other thing, critical thought, is that it can aggregate all this information, but it can't take that step, that next step.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, where you're taking this and logic and your experiences in life say, okay, well, this is where this is going
to
go.
It can try to, it can mimic it. I mean, I guess you could, the Neuralink, right? So you try to mimic what the brain does in programming, but it's not an organic function. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's take a break here.
Yeah, it's time. 8:45 in the morning here on the 12th of April. It's about, I don't know, 58 degrees out there. It looks like it is going to start raining today and tomorrow and Sunday. Then it clears up for Monday through Thursday minimum. Low 70s, sunshine. It's going to be beautiful.
And Leah Johnston, you won the tickets for Glowing Wild. I'll give you a call right now, and you can pick them up on Sunday or Monday.
There you go. All right. We'll be right back.
Attention foodies and flavor enthusiasts. Come down to Twin River Resort and Casino and sink your teeth into a flavor explosion with our Cinco de Mayo special. Satisfy your cravings with our mouthwatering Berea quesadilla. Available in seasons on Sunday, May 5th from 3 p.m. till 9 p.m. Indulge in this culinary masterpiece for only $10 with a River Club card or $15 without. For complete menu details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Twin River Resort and Casino.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friends and co-hosts Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m., brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
Oh, Buford is rolling around. We're having a great time in the studios. He is adored. Again, if you ever considering of going and adopting, if there's a feeling of gratitude that you've saved, I mean, Buford was in the kennel for 72 days. How he didn't get snapped up. So, anyway, Haven Humane has got some beautiful dogs right now, and the good thing about it is you're saving a life, bringing joy into your family. They're chipped. They're ready to go. You know what I mean? Shots, fixed. You don't have to do any of that. You just open your home. So, we're on week two, which we're still trying to figure out. They say it's 3-3 like, and 3. I still don't understand what 3-3 three, and 3 means.
I think
but
it's like the third week. We're starting our third week today.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, I'm just thinking all right. That. It could be. Okay. Hey, we're here with Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, and we've been discussing. First of all, we discussed the O.J. Clay case, and that was interesting. How DNA was first, really, it was kind of first introduced in something like this, and people didn't believe it. And then Patrick says, well, you know, you're only believing it because experts are telling you about it, but what if they're wrong? Well, yeah, I guess that's true. But then we started talking about AI. And this is scary because you have major companies like insurance companies are the AI is making the decision whether to allow or deny something.
Well, I think people don't understand. I mean, you call them insurance companies, and I was talking to Jill about it earlier, and it's like they're institutions. We don't understand how deep into our lives they permeate.
Oh, yeah.
They own, I mean, and they make a profit on everything. When you go and you pay money at the pharmacy for your medication, you're not paying a portion of the bill. You're paying the bill and then some. The insurance company itself makes money on that $10 you pay through a pharmacy benefit manager, a PBM, like Optum. They own all of these subsidy. They own the algorithms. They actually own the company that owns the algorithm. It just permeates every portion of our lives, and we don't understand that. So when they're implementing it extremely aggressively, just in one sector, they're doing it in all. And I just don't think we understand, you know, we're going to be paying for a product that's going to be delivered in a way that we never contemplated when we decided we had to have this product. And in some ways, legislatively, we mandate people owning this product. We say you have to own insurance for this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
And decisions as to whether or not they're going to pay the bill after you've paid your premiums for all these years is going to be made in a way we never contemplated when that law was made, when we agreed to buy the contract. I mean, it's just, it's going to be fascinating, in probably all the wrong ways, because it seems to me that these shifts always go towards a company making money. It never results in a loss.
Yeah.
I mean, Walmart, they're getting rid of
the automated check stands because the thefts were so high, they made a mistake. But the way they're going to implement it, they're going to wind up making more money off of it. You know, so it's just the way it seems to always work. You know, even when they make a mistake, it gets rolled into a profit with the policies they implement.
Well, I think you're going to see AI, and I mean, it's going to go all the way down to the fast food chains. I mean, it probably already has, where people come in, and it's going to be AI you're dealing with, you know, at the kiosk and all this. And it's going to cost people jobs. But then you get into things like writing. You know, that's one of the big things that the Hollywood strikes were about was protecting the writers, screenwriters.
Yeah.
From AI, from taking over.
But I don't know if it's, I mean, it's, I don't know if it's truly going to impact the people that are good at their jobs as far as writers go.
Yeah.
Original content is original content. And if you can write original content, I know that there's arguments I've heard somewhere, I don't know enough about it to like speak, but somebody said that everything, every script, every screen, every play relates back to, it's one of nine different original
thoughts.
Stories that like are you know, Shakespearean, and even back then.
I'm not even sure it was nine. I think I heard, but I heard the same thing. There is nothing original out there.
I don't know
everything goes back to like 3 to 5 to 9 thoughts, and everything is a variation on it. And when you think about it, if you had something that had the access to all the writings in the world, which AI does. And you said, I want you to write me a samurai flick that has set in this time with these types of characters and boom, 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 boom. It will write you one in 30 minutes. However, would it be something that you want to watch or you want to read?
Have you guys watched like the Netflix original stuff? You know, you watch it and you guys notice how it ends? It, like these movies end and you're just like, what the hell is that ending about? You know, it's just
there was one the other
day. They just drop off.
We looked at it. It was like, what?
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. So that's probably what AI generates. You know, it's like the movies. You can watch it. It's like actually pretty good, and then it ends, and you're like, I kind of ruined it. You know, there's like no conclusion. I don't know. It's just not. It's missing something. There's something absent from it.
There was a director. They asked him about that because there was something we watched, and he said, "Why did you end it like that?" Yeah. And he. He had some kind of reason or something like
that's
that.
That's where the script ended.
James Webb wrote a book quickly. It was called Fields of Fire about combat in Vietnam. Of course, he was a combat Marine, Navy Cross, Silver Star guy. And he wrote this book. And it's just a great novel. But in one part of it, these characters get killed off. I mean, in two pages, you lose like three guys. And we were having lunch with him.
That's what happens.
And he go and ask him, why, you know, what happened to the snake and, you know, blah, blah. He goes, well, that's what happened.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
That's reality. Yeah.
That's reality. And it was just boom. And it was over for them. And then it went on, you know, the book kept going on.
They were missing the whole time, yeah.
And that's what happens on things. And that's the explanation. It happened. You know, that's the way combat is. But when you get into some of these, and I understand exactly what you're talking about, my friend. I mean, there's things out there being written right now that we have no idea.
Well, that article that came out on, if you didn't bring it up earlier, there was an article that came out about Shasta County. And it was so negative. Somehow it got passed around to us. And we had the chief of police on. And they talked about these are complete inaccurate numbers when it talked about homicides.
It was off an AI generated site that said we had 12 murders and we didn't have anything close to that. We're the third most dangerous city in California. And it was just all AI generated. So, when you look at the figures, they were all wrong.
But you can't sue somebody for defamation if they didn't intend to lie. If you're a public figure, if it's a public issue, there has to be actually malice. And if it's a software program, there's no freaking malice. So somebody can, I mean, you could, it's going to create issues with that. I mean, you can, you have to knowingly publish something that's false or you would have thought it was false. But if you're turning everything over to AI, including publishing, like, there's no accountability. Like, we're not going to know what to believe and what not to believe.
But if we had, say, AI generated host here, which some people would like us to have, probably, AI-generated host, but it falls under our company. And they come on and they say things that are just patently untrue or inflammatory and all that. I would be held responsible
if you
for
knew,
that.
You would have to have some kind of knowledge. You would have to have some kind of reason to have known.
Don't you listen to the show? No, I didn't listen to that show. I mean, we got consternation on one show one time. We didn't hear it, but as soon as we found out about it,
Well, you can sue somebody whether they're liable or not. Yeah. Whether or not you can prove it, you know, prove the elements on a legal basis, go to trial, something else. I mean, I think that it's the fears are only going to be justified if people turn over things that shouldn't be turned over. I think it's a bad idea. I think that it can serve a utility. I think AI being able to build its products, I mean, manufacturing, there could be abundance there, sure. You know, we can have, you know, abundance in food and stuff. But
well, here we are. We've gone through a whole hour without talking about your business. How do people get a hold of you, buddy?
Gorman Law, 530-262-2168. Nobody can charge you for a consultation. If you have a work injury and you contact an attorney, don't be scared that they're going to charge you. Attorney's fees themselves, nobody's going to hand you a bill. Fees are awarded by a judge. They're after you're awarded benefits. So, you know, if you have questions, just call. Free consultations.
This is an honorable man. This is a guy that's going to fight for you. I've known him for years now, and I've gone to him with a couple of things. And let me tell you, he's a straight shooter. You can trust Patrick Gorman. Okay. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll be out helping at the rodeo grounds tomorrow, cleaning up. Everybody have a good one. And God bless America.
Hey.